It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was not a good week, Tiffany, for me. real quick, I know that this is not what Dylan has as my worst, but I think it's a really, really bad beat when I picked the over-under at 40.5 on the Jets-Vikings game. It literally hits at 40, and Aaron Rodgers throws a terrible interception, which not only costs the Jets a game, but it cost me the game.
And anyone that listened to you, you should apologize.
Anyone actually took my advice. And if you did, well,
somebody,
that's your fault.
I had a stat on the Falcons pregame the other night about the under was 13-0 the last 13 times the Falcons were in prime time. And I had a guy tweet me back after that game that was so angry with me that I would give out that advice. And he was like, "You just never know gambling." I was like, "Buddy, trust me, I get that. Okay, I appreciate you. You let me know on the Twitters that gambling is gambling, but I think I already knew that gambling might actually be gambling for a reason."
I mean, you're taking a risk.
It always cracks me up. I'm like, I just literally threw that in as part of the stats for the game. That the under. I mean, that's pretty remarkable when you think about. Until the other night, the Falcons were 13-0 for the under in the last 13 primetime games going back to 2017. So it is. It's always a risk when you do it. And
That's not on you. You gave a stat.
Oh,
just
I know.
Like,
trust me.
I heard someone in the city give a stat on Thursday saying, well, you know, because there was an over-under on Kirk Cousins' passing yards at 230 or something. And someone was like, I don't think so. I doubt that'll happen.
And he tweeted me back and goes, how'd that go for you and your followers?
Yeah, and he threw – yeah. So, I mean
– well, I hope they don't listen to me. That's why we put our Man Up segment out there.
Yeah, you guys
are advertising that you're experts.
No, I've never said I'm an expert. No. I might have told you to go see your bookie and tell him I sent you once or twice when I gave a pick. But like I did, my worst beat was Tennessee at Arkansas. Here is what I said, and then afterwards I'm going to tell you how I handled watching the game.
I'm taking the bait.
No.
Tennessee's going on the road at Arkansas.
No.
I'm taking Tennessee to cover the 13.5. I'm telling you, their defense is better than I thought. Their offense is phenomenal. Nico
Iamaliava.
He's so good, I don't have to say his last name because you know who I'm talking about. Is going to go in there and roll.
Yeah.
They get it done.
Yes.
They get the bait.
Yeah.
Making you money.
It's a trap.
Well. That pretty much sums that up.
No bueno. Yeah. And you hear me in the background. No, no.
So here's what I did.
Arkansas.
Here's what I did. Watching the game with the neighbors, I realized that Tennessee is not going to cover. And I turned heel on them. I went straight Arkansas fan. And I hate Tennessee anyways. I've never been a Tennessee fan. I'm sorry, Tennessee fans. Never been a Volunteer guy.
Oh, man.
It was hard enough picking you guys to win and cover, but once you told me that you were useless to me, I kicked you to the curb and went straight Arkansas.
You'll be cheering for them in a couple weeks when they play Georgia and Bama, so don't get all
no, just one of those
it.
Teams.
All right, my
actually,
bad one.
I'll pull for both those teams.
My bad one, Dylan, was actually one and a half point spread as far as I have it. I had Buffalo, who was honestly, Buffalo has been one of my Super Bowl favorites since before the year. I love everything they've been able to do. I had Buffalo beating Houston by the spread. Let's hear what I had to say Friday.
I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills minus one on the road. Everything in me kind of tells me to lean Houston. The fact that Buffalo is a good football team, but Houston will be at home in this one. I just feel like this is a little bit of a get-back game for Buffalo. Buffalo is one of my Super Bowl favorites. When you look at this season, especially when you see how that division's kind of shaped up, I love what Houston has going on, but to me, Buffalo just one step ahead. That one-point line, very, very fishy, but it just means that Buffalo has to go out and win, and I think they will this weekend.
It's false. No way. Yeah. Not this time.
Buffalo.
Can I be nice for a minute?
59-yard field goal as time expires.
Yeah, but they were down 20-3.
To be nice for just a second.
Okay.
I'm not mad at Mike for that pick. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at even how he sold it on Friday.
Yeah.
He sold it in a calm fashion. It wasn't in the way that Bo maybe likes to sell things, which makes you kind of fall harder when you're wrong.
Yeah.
So Mike kind of gently
said, "Dude, I know."
It's like a thud. It's a thud. That's
Josh Allen, 9 of 30 for 131. 9 of 30 for 131.
And he's missing. Some of the throws were errant, and you always have to ask yourself: were the throws bad? Were the routes bad? Were both? I have to believe that there was miscommunications between he and the receivers, along with just some errant throws. I will tell you, though, Tiff, we had to pick that game together, and I flim-flammed the entire time about picking the game as I was picking the game, and then finally went to Buffalo, which I wish I had picked. I wish I had just Riverside and picked the Texans.
Yeah, let me read off some of these targets and receptions. 5 targets on Keon Coleman, 1 reception. 6 targets at Dalton Kincaid, 2 receptions. 6 targets at Matt Collins, 2 receptions. That is going to lose you a football game, and that is going to make you not one of my Super Bowl favorites, which they are not anymore. So I learned my lesson. So it is what it is.
That's right. But I did get one right. I'm glad I did. I was 1-3. Dylan, tell me what I said about the A&M Mizzou game.
Missouri has not passed the eye test for me yet, and I've put money on them before this year. I'm not this week. Give me A&M and covering the 2.5.
Come on, man. That's too easy.
Yeah.
You gosh darn right it was easy. Never in doubt. Not once. I even turned it off at one point. It was just such a done deal. They absolutely.
Yeah. It was a drumming.
Boat race, Mizzou.
It was a drumming. I actually hit that one, too. I liked that pick. I remember backing you up going, nope, you're making the right pick on that one. You said that you were like, don't tell me that I'm making the wrong pick. I was like, no, you're not. That's a good one. And then, Dylan, let's finish up with my good one. And you just knew both of these offenses were not going to be good.
How about the Miami versus New England under 36.5?
I looked at this and I was scared away from it.
Golly, both of those offenses are bad. I know 36.5 is a low number, and it seems like a trap in a number of ways. You just know that Mike McDaniel is going to have somewhat of a better game plan this week. And I know that New England's got a scrappy defense, though. I'm going to say the under of the Miami-New England game, 36.5 this weekend.
This mother don't miss.
No, he's good.
That mother don't miss, man.
2-2 on the weekend, feeling good about it. I hit that one by 10-plus points, maybe 11 points. I don't even remember what it was, but it didn't seem like that one was ever in doubt, so I felt good about that lock.
So you lost this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted you to.
I was bad this weekend.
Pull that mirror
in
out.
My defense, I was a half a point away from literally going the exact same thing as him. I had that Jets-Vikings game pretty figured out. If Aaron Rodgers would have got his head out of his butt and played, I don't know what. Do you think
– close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
I know you're going to disagree. I know you're going to disagree with me, I think, or both of you might. But I know how weird of a dude Aaron Rodgers is and how competitive of a human being he is. Do you think any part of him saw Kirk Cousins go off for 500 yards on Thursday night less time to recover on his Achilles than Rodgers did, and a little part of him go, yeah, I need to go out there and just go off and show that I'm the best quarterback coming off an Achilles injury, and he just kind of
– I don't think so.
I would hope that he played better than that if that was a thought process.
I mean, because he my point is he forced a few throws yesterday.
A couple picks in the first quarter, yeah.
Yeah, and one of those was just Aaron. Don't throw it.
I'll give them credit for climbing back in the game. I thought that game was over earlier, and then they climbed back in it. And so hats off to them. But I'm not sure Minnesota's not the best team in the NFL. And I know I said that a minute ago about You know, I said that last week about Buffalo. The Ravens are going to be right there. There's a number of other good teams, but, man, Minnesota just seems like they are good
I'm
everywhere.
All for the Sam Darnold redemption mm-hmm. story.
Yeah. Well, how about the defense and how the defense is not – they're playing opportunistic. Was it Van Ginkle has two pick sixes, both against teams that play in Jersey, you know, the Giants and the Jets? They're – I was looking at the stat, and they're like the yards they give up is seems massive, but the reality of the situation is passing yards anyways. But the reality of the situation is they've been playing with leads all year. I think they've only trailed like 5 minutes the entire season or something.
They asked Van Ginkle after the game about Aaron Rodgers, and he said that Aaron Rodgers told him Christmas came early for you. Van Ginkle looked back at him and said, "Thank you."
He should have said ho, ho, ho. That's what he should have said. Right back.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.